morning, everyone. It is 7:03. You're on the air with Jace and PJ. We're doing a thanks to McDonald's this morning. Cloudy, tops at 22. This is good timing because I'm looking at going veggie. I'm not.
I thought you were going to say looking at leaving the show.
No.
And that's why I'm here.
His new book, More, is available now. Matt Preston, welcome back to the show.
Lovely to see you both.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you both. Yeah, it's a bit of a thing, isn't it? Well, the Broncos rugby league side decided to go vegan in an attempt for a premiership. And,
Have
they gone vegan the whole time?
Yeah, they've just announced yesterday.
Game Changers on Netflix. It's turning a lot of people.
And everyone's talking about that. I'm still questioning whether Game Changers is propaganda or actual kind of journalism.
I saw you say the other day, because you like the Mediterranean diet, don't you?
What's
the Mediterranean diet?
Oh, it's basically eating seafood. No, it's not. It's eating things like, it's eating lots of vegetables, a little bit of fish, olive oil,
and it came out in the
a big American diet survey they do every year with like 50 nutritionists as the number one diet. But the number three was flexitarian, which is like mainly veg.
Flexitarian, that's what I have.
And a little bit of meat. Because I think that, I think this whole idea used to be you had to either be a vegan or a vegetarian 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And actually, for most people, I think what's happening now is people eating more vegetables, but they're not going to make their own vegan fish sauce. They're going to use a little bit of fish sauce. If it comes to making your tomato pasta, instead of using nutritional yeast, you might just use parmesan because it's probably a bit nicer.
I haven't gone full veggie, but I was saying to PG the other day but I have been feeling better because I've just been eating fish and vegetables during the week because we get up at stupid o'clock and the old me would be sitting
yesterday
there.
You had a chorizo burrito.
Yeah, and I bitched about it all day. I feel bloated.
And you felt about it. Listen, I'm sitting with a new Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, shut up.
That's who you are. New Gwyneth Paltrow.
The book's all veggie.
All vegetable recipes.
Yeah.
All of them either vegetarian or vegan. But the kicker is because we understand that either you maybe have days when you want to add some extra protein, or you got a member of the family who's obsessed with
halloumi.
Well, no.
I know that would be vegan.
It wouldn't be vegan, because it has got dairy in it. But
no,
it
I mean
be
it would be vegan if you didn't have halloumi.
Who's got the experience with food?
I quite like this, PJ. I like your enthusiasm. No, but so I've got two 16 and 18 year old giants, like 6'5".
Mm. Yeah.
And they want half a chicken as well. So the idea is you can make one dish and then allow whatever extra protein someone in the family like. But each of those dishes is a fully fledged full meal. And I reckon I did a dinner party on Friday for 12 friends in Sydney, and I didn't get one win from a carnivore.
Ooh, that's good.
Which is the main thing. No one sat there going, I need some bacon on this.
You look pretty well to me.
I'm feeling pretty good.
What?
What are you going to say?
Well, no, we were going to have you in a couple of weeks
Matt,
back.
Ignore
him. Oh, here we go. Bullshit.
Some people might suggest that I couldn't be bothered getting up at stupid o'clock, as you put it.
No, but now that the book's out, he's happy to get up. Yeah.
and you're absolutely right.
We were supposed to have you on a couple of weeks back, and every day producer Salami would come in going, his management's called, he's sick. And I'm like, well, poor Matt, if he's sick, he's sick. And then 24 hours later, Channel 7, Matt's coming to 7. He's doing a cooking show with Manu. George, who? And then like, now you're well, the book's come out. Have you bought a medical certificate? That's all I'm asking.
I'm sorry about him, Matt.
I did hear you asking for a medical certificate, but I can safely say that no, I didn't. But I can also safely say that, gee, my bed was warm that morning.
Oh, I bet it was.
And having had a week doing breakfast radio on an AM station.
Oh yeah, you did fill in.
It is a horrid, brutal job. Yeah. I don't know how you
PJ
guys
goes
do
all the way through.
Do you?
No, when I go to bed at night, I'm hitting revs. I'll see you in the morning.
Well, I know because my 19-year-old seen her there.
Don't lie, man. She's
trying to sell me something at 2 in the morning because I thought you were PJ.
she was behind the sofa. What?
Hey, congratulations on the new show. I should say. Congrats.
Tell us a bit more about it. How much have you filmed?
Manu, and Gary?
I'm still employed by 10 till the end of the year, so I can't actually say anything.
Really?
Yeah, okay. So I'm. Well, I'm. That's why I'm looking well, because I'm actually on gardening leave now.
Oh, that's the best.
You know, so we've said that. When we signed this contract, we're like, please, if you're going to fire us, can you do it before the contract's out? Give us a year in Bali where we can put the house in storage.
And you don't feel guilty about doing nothing. No. It's the lack of, it's the fact you're actually employed, you don't feel guilty.
Can I ask, on the Channel 7 show, like you signed on to do
that. He can't say anything.
No. I was going to ask, and I'm not taking the mickey here, because there was all the story about you, Gary and George, we're going to stay together. Was there a phone call to George saying, hey, we're going to go sign this deal at 7?
Well, you mean you think we just dump our mate?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was. Well, you dumped us. You said you had the flu. You're at home in bed. Don't know how things work with you, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm not, think you know
I'm not sure you're my mate, though.
Do you think he's a little bit of a snake?
No.
The deal with George, as I've read in the media, is that George has got a contract that keeps him bound to 10 until July the 1st.
And then he's coming over.
Jace.
Yeah, he's coming over.
Stop
then.
Stop
her. So July, you're swinging over to 10 to pick him up. Chris Jason. Passed the Como. George jumps in. Jason. Let's go, mate. We're out of here. I gotcha. Hey, it's just gone 7:09. Have you got to run off to Nova or something? Or can you hang around and play yay or nay?
Yay or nay.
Yay?
Yay.
Done. Yay.